If you're new to Moodle, there are various ways to get into it according to your learning styles and preferences. You can just play around with it, teach yourself. You could go on a course. You could search YouTube for some video tutorials, or you could buy a book. In fact, there's an increasing number of Moodle books out there, mostly but not all of them published by PACT, which cater for different needs and levels of ability. But they're books you have to pay for. And since this week's theme is all about free, I wanted to highlight the fact that there are free and very up-to-date help resources on the main Moodle site. They're called Moodle Docs, and you can get to them by typing docs.moodle.org. There are different versions for different Moodle versions, from the now old 1.9 to the most up-to-date 2.2. While some people are a bit uncertain about having different versions of documentation, I think it's a good thing because a couple of years ago, I read a book to try and learn a piece of software, and I got really confused because my version was more up to date than the book. And so some of the screenshots didn't match, and some of the wordings weren't the same, and I got quite disheartened. Technology changes so fast. I'm in the middle of updating Moodle for 7 to 14 year olds to fit Moodle 2, and I know that within a short while of it coming out, there'll be new features rendering bits of the book out of date. So that's why I really recommend that you turn to the free Moodle documentation to find things out. Not only because it doesn't cost you anything, but it's guaranteed to be the most up-to-date place in the world for documenting Moodle features. And if you don't want to have to read it online, there's a link so that you can download the whole documentation. Although beware, of course, that if something new is added the following day, your copy won't include it. And finally, to end as I did yesterday when talking about free Moodle courses, it's a two-way process. So if you learn something useful or if you have a helpful hint about using Moodle, why not add that to the Moodle documentation so that other people can benefit from what you found out for free?